Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing current situation, humanitarian needs, and outlook after the ceasefire in Lebanon. Part 1. Overview. The recent ceasefire agreement in Lebanon between Israel and the armed group and political party Hezbollah took effect on the 27th of November 2024, marking the end of 14 months of hostilities between the two parties. According to the initial terms of the ceasefire agreement, Hezbollah was required to withdraw from the area between the Blue Line, Lebanon and Israel's unofficial, UN-drawn border, and the Litani River, approximately 30 kilometers to the north. Israeli forces were expected to withdraw from Lebanese territory and allow the Lebanese armed forces to deploy alongside UN peacekeepers. All these measures were to be carried out over a 60-day period from the start of the ceasefire, with the initial withdrawal deadline set for the 26th of January. Accusations and delays in implementation led to the ceasefire's extension until 18 February. Israel accused the Lebanese government of failing to fully implement its part of the agreement by not asking Hezbollah to leave southern Lebanon. At the same time, the Israeli army continued maintaining its presence in southern Lebanon in violation of the agreement. Until 18 February, the Israeli military had been stationed in several areas in southern Lebanon, occupying parts of Lebanon, enforcing movement restrictions, and preventing people from returning to more than 60 villages in the region. On the 18th of February, as part of the ceasefire terms, Israeli forces withdrew from these border villages, allowing the LAF to take control of the area. By the end of February, LAF troops had deployed to Abbasiyye, Binj Baal, Blida, Hula, Kafr Killa, Mabib, Mujadiyah, Marjayoun, Markaba, Marun al-Ras, Maiz al-Jabal, Odessa, Yaren, and multiple other locations in southern Lebanon near the Israeli border. In violation of the agreement, however, Israeli troops remained deployed at five strategic points or hilltops, in Al-Waida, Al-Aziyah, Al-Hamames, Jabal Bailat, and Labauna, overlooking areas on both sides the border. Despite the ceasefire, Lebanon continues to grapple with severe humanitarian challenges, as widespread destruction has worsened the country's economic and social crises, further straining essential services and deepening affected populations' needs. The numerous ceasefire violations add to the uncertainty of an already fragile situation. Israel has repeatedly violated the ceasefire, carrying out over 330 shelling and aerial strikes during the first 60 days of the truce, while also intensifying ground operations in southern Lebanon, including large-scale clearing and property destruction. On the 27th of January, Israeli forces fired on civilians attempting to return home. 17 were wounded and 2 died. The day before, Israeli forces killed 22 civilians and wounded 123 as they attempted to return home. Israel has also accused Hezbollah of failing to comply with the agreement by not fully withdrawing its combatants and military equipment from southern Lebanon. Part 2. Humanitarian access constraints. Although the ceasefire is in place and some IDPs have started returning to their homes in southern villages, many areas continue to experience access challenges resulting from the presence of unexploded ordnance, potential chemical contamination, and severely damaged critical infrastructure and housing. Roads and bridges in affected areas have been destroyed or rendered impassable, limiting the delivery of aid and complicating civilian returns. The collapse of residential and public buildings has also rendered many locations structurally unsafe, increasing the dangers faced by both returning civilians and humanitarian personnel. The Israeli army's use of white phosphorus munitions along Lebanon's southern border has further aggravated risks, likely leaving behind chemical contamination that threatens both the environment and the civilian population. UXO and landmine contamination, resulting from the most recent conflict, continue to pose serious security and safety concerns in affected for both civilians and humanitarian personnel. On the 18th of February, Israeli forces withdrew from populated areas in southern Lebanon while still maintaining a presence on five hilltops or strategic points. On the same day, the LAF started conducting searches for and disposal of UXO, as well as assessments of other safety and security hazards in the areas and villages vacated by Israeli troops. Municipal and Disaster Risk Reduction Authorities estimated that around 20% of residents had begun returning to Lebanon's border villages following the Israeli withdrawal, with a majority yet to return. Return rates are expected to fluctuate in the coming weeks, however, as many households discover their homes destroyed and face challenges accessing essential services in heavily damaged areas. Despite the ceasefire, lack of safety and security remains a major concern. Israeli airstrikes continue, further undermining humanitarian access and increasing the risk of renewed internal displacement. On the 23rd of February, Israel conducted airstrikes in southern Lebanon, specifically targeting areas near the towns of Al-Khalila and Al-Ansar. This report also discusses humanitarian impacts and shares an outlook. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.